Ellie had to help Malcolm turn over as Harding jabbed the needle and injected morphine. Malcolm sighed and collapsed back. It seemed he was growing weaker by the minute. Over the radio, they heard Tinny screaming and muffled explosions coming from the visitor center. Hammond came into the room and said, "How is he?" "He's holding," Harding said, "a bit delirious." "I am nothing of the sort," Malcolm said. "I am utterly clear." They listened to the radio. "It sounds like a war out there."
"The raptors got out," Hammond said.
"Did they?" Malcolm said, breathing shallowly. "How could that possibly happen?"
"It was a system screw-up. Arnold didn't realize that the auxiliary power was on, and the fences cut out."
"Did they?"
"Go to hell, you supercilious bastard!"
"If I remember," Malcolm said, "I predicted fence integrity would fail." Hammond sighed and sat down heavily.
"Damn it all," he said, shaking his head. "It must surely not have escaped your notice that at heart what we are attempting here is an extremely simple idea. My colleagues and I determined several years ago that it was possible to clone the DNA of an extinct animal and to grow it. That seemed to us a wonderful idea. It was a kind of time travel, the only time travel in the world. Bring them back alive, so to speak. And since it was so exciting, and since it was possible to do it, we decided to go forward. We got this island, and we proceeded. It was all very simple."
"Simple," Malcolm said. Somehow he found the energy to sit up in the bed.
"Simple? Simple? You're a bigger fool than I thought you were, and I thought you were a very substantial fool."
Ellie said, "Dr. Malcolm," and tried to ease him back down, but Malcolm would have none of it. He pointed toward the radio, the shouts and the cries.
"What is that going on out there?" he said. "That's your simple idea. Simple. You create new life forms about which you know nothing at all. Your Dr. Wu does not even know the names of the things he is creating. He cannot be bothered with such details as what the thing is called, let alone what it is. You create many of them in a very short time. You never learn anything about them, yet you expect them to do your bidding, because you made them, and you therefore think you own them. You forget that they are alive. They have an intelligence of their own, and they may not do your bidding. And you forget how little you know about them, how incompetent you are to do the things that you so frivolously call simple.
Dear God," he sank back, coughing. "You know what's wrong with scientific power," Malcolm said. "It's a form of inherited wealth. And you know what assholes congenitally rich people are. It never fails." Hammond said, "What is he talking about?"